Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Clockmaker's Daughter by Kate Morton, published by Allen & Unwin in 2018. Today's book is all about art, ghosts, and love. In the summer of 1862, a group of artists leave London for Birchwood Manor, the house of the up-and-coming painter Edward Radcliffe. However, their planned holiday of art and relaxation ends tragically with the death of Edward's fiancée and the theft of a famous Radcliffe family jewel. Edward's artist model disappears and the robbery is blamed on her. And Edward Radcliffe's life is forever ruined by the events of that summer, and he dies heartbroken, penniless, and reclusive many years later. Fast forward to 2017, where Elodie is an archivist at a foundation for a famous Victorian reformer, and she finds a portrait and a sketch of a house hidden within a satchel. She's instantly drawn to the sketch of the house. She recognises it. It's the setting of a bedtime story her mother used to tell her. Her mother, who tragically died when she was 6 years old. And against all the rules, Elodie slips the portrait of the beautiful woman and the drawing of the house into her bag and starts her own investigations. What is the connection between her mother and the contents of the satchel? Meanwhile, the reader is introduced to a ghost living in Birchwood Manor, and she eventually tells her tragic story. Throughout the centuries from beginning to end, she's the only person who's seen the whole story of Birchwood Manor. The Clockmaker's Daughter is probably best described as a modern gothic tale. There's a big spooky house with secrets and a dark history. There are murders and high emotions and ghosts. This is part historical fiction, part family saga, part mystery. We follow the life of the ghost from her humble beginnings to her introduction to Birchwood Manor, a life filled with Victorian squalor and petty thievery until she's introduced to the comfortable life of Edward Radcliffe and his circle. But she's not the only ghost in this story. Elodie, from the modern part of the story, is overshadowed by her famous dead mother. Elodie has yet to live her own life, going with the flow and finding herself engaged to be married to a man she doesn't really love. The other key character is Lucy Radcliffe, the younger sister of Edward. Only a child during the ill-fated summer, but the one connection through to the war years where we meet her again as a white-haired old lady. Lucy is another woman overshadowed by ghosts, the ghosts from the summer and her estranged brother, as well as another tragedy from Birchwood Manor when Lucy opens it as a school for promising girls, an educational opportunity she didn't get herself. But the school is short-lived after yet another death. Whilst this is already quite a long book, I feel that it could have even been longer. There are elements of the book which I would have liked to have known more about in greater detail. I wanted to know more about Elodie and was always keen to get back to her chapters in the modern day. But regardless, Kate Morton is a wonderful storyteller who weaves together multiple storylines into a mystery which resonates across 150 years. So if you like painters, jewel thefts, historical manor houses, runaway brides and inquisitive women, I recommend The Clockmaker's Daughter by Kate Morton. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.